You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards it's a goal! It's the United's Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in.
Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from Saturday's match with Stockport County.
Hiya, I'm Maxine Peake, and you're listening to the wonderful FC United Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to this week's This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Very shortly, we'll be hearing how FC United got on in their game with title chasers Stockport County, but before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week with women's team news, as this Sunday, FC United return to Broadhurst Park for their first home league match of 2019, as Luke Podmore's promotion chasers host Manchester Stingers in the main stadium. It's a 2 p.m. kickoff, and we'll of course have full coverage on FC Radio for those of you who cannot make the game in person. Elsewhere, and a reminder that the annual FC Youth Bowling Day will be taking place on Sunday the 14th of April at 11 a.m. at Hollywood Bowl at Ashton Leisure Park. There'll be two games of bowling plus food, as well as some special guest appearances. The price is £6.99 for junior members and £8.99 for non-members. To book your place, please contact chrisb@fc-utd.co.uk. And finally, David Chadwick and Mike Faulkner took charge of FC United on Saturday afternoon, following the news that manager Neil Reynolds will be unavailable due to work commitments. Ben caught up with Chaddy on Friday night to hear his thoughts heading into Saturday's game with Stockport County.
David, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday evening. First thing we have to say is you're not Neil Reynolds. Neil Reynolds has a work engagement, which he can't avoid, unfortunately. So yourself and Mike are taking charge for the county match. How's training been this week?
It's been good. It's been good, mate. Good intensity to it. You know, we've worked on a few bits and bobs, like we should do. So everyone's positive and looking forward to it. We've had a full quarter of players. Injury-wise, it's just the same, really. Potts is missing. He's waiting for his operation. I think it's the end of this month. And Lynch has still got broken ribs. So he's just not quite ready yet. But other than that, we're full. We've got good, healthy squad to choose from.
And what was that? What's the mood like? What's the mood been like since the Ashton match? Because the Ashton match, we didn't really play badly, did we? But it was just one of those awkward games that you just can't get over the line.
It was.
So.
And you know, it's a bit frustrating because you can blame pitches, you can blame what you want, but we said at half time, you know, the things that are going to matter in this game are your concentration levels, your set pieces, and a bit of quality in that final third on a free kick or on a throw-in or on a corner. And we just didn't deliver that. Whereas Ashton, you know, they fair play. We worked hard on every one of their corners apart from the one where we went to sleep. And the man peeled off good 15 yards and scored. You can't let that happen in a game so tight because it was always going to be a 1-0. You know, as the game was going, it was always going to be 1-0. And this is what we were stressing to the lads about concentrating on every corner because, you know, they're not a small side. So, you know, and just even when we got into the final third, there just weren't enough quality for me. They just lacked it, or we'd cross a ball into the keeper's hands, or to go over the bar, and you know they could put a cross in, but we couldn't. And it's just having a bit more composure in the final third, and you know because I think we had played them. You know, people might laugh at me, but Harry Winter was man of the match. He made sure he did not lose any ball on that pitch. When he was second to it, he got past and made himself first to it. You know, he was in that I will not be beaten mode. And I felt sorry for him because at the end he looked distraught because you play like he did. You expect to get something out of the game. And that was the general feeling in it, because we didn't feel like we deserved to lose. But did we deserve to win? Maybe not, because we didn't create too many clear-cut chances. Obviously, Banners missed, you could say he missed a sitter, or you could say the keeper made a great save first half. I don't know how people will interpret that, but that should have been 1-0 straight away, and then we'd be on the forefront there. So, you know, it's disappointing. So we know, we look at the week before, and we turned over second in the league by playing some good football in bad conditions. So this weekend, again, we're playing second in the league. Again, we're playing a team who, you know, they're on fire. You know, everyone can see that. 7 wins out of 7. You know, they're a big, strong, solid side, but we don't fear them. And in training last night, you know, we had a couple of good conversations regarding Stockport. Everyone's looking forward to it. You know, there was a confidence that you want to see. You know, they're not turning up thinking, yeah, we can just turn up and win. They know that they've got to work hard to put a performance on and get a result. So they're looking forward to it.
Question which has been asked on forums with the news of Renault not being there on Saturday is team selection and who makes that decision. You and Mike have been taking training all week pretty much, haven't you? So it is down to yourselves who makes the starting 11, within reason.
Within reason, yeah. We did tell him we were going to go gung-ho and go 3-3-4 and just attack like Kevin Keegan style, but he just laughed at us. And obviously, Renault's had an input because he's the manager. So, we took his advice and we worked as a team as we always have done for the last couple of months. Because even when Renault's there, you know, the good thing is about, I think, what we've got going, it's a big discussion between us all. What do you think, Charlie? What do you think, Mike? And we all have an input. And sometimes Renault might have an idea and he changes it, listening on to us, which is great because it's great teamwork from the management. So, nothing's really different today. Regarding the selections tomorrow, Ron has had an input, I've had an input, Mike's had an input, and we've built the squad. We know who's starting, we know who's on the bench, so it's all ready. We know who's taking cut. We've set it all up, so it's all planned accordingly.
And obviously, at the end of the Ashton United match, on forums and message boards and that kind of thing, a bit of doom, and because obviously Ashton United, it was a bit of a relegation six-pointer. Then we've got Stockport County next week and it's going to be tough and that kind of thing. But you pointed to Bradford Park Avenue. I could point to Kidderminster as well, which was even more bizarre earlier in the season. Coming from yourself and the history you've had with the club, tomorrow we are playing against Stockport County, and I think sometimes we do have to pinch ourselves and go, we've both come a long way as a club over this last 10 years or so.
Of course we have, you know. We're in the North West Counties bottom league, and you know we've had some great times moving on up the leagues. Obviously, Stockport have been on unfortunate times, and they've fell through the leagues. They're trying to work their way back round, and we're still trying to strive up. So it's totally different aspects of, you know, the spectrum, but we both exactly want the same results out of it, which is wins, good performances, and get our clubs as high up the league as we can. And, you know, I said before, they're a good side. You know, I've watched them a few times this year. Jim's a great manager and he's a good guy. You know, he's helped us out quite a few times. And, you know, you'll phone him up and he tries his best to do anything he can for you. And, you know, full respect to the guy. He's got a good side together and he works hard. So, you know, we know it's not going to be a pushover tomorrow. All on what we said last night, the lads, things that we expect, you know, work rate, you know, leaders on the pitch, good football, play with a tempo. But, you know, it's important to get anything out of that game, because they'll come and they'll work hard. And he bases his teams on work rate, you know, and tempo. So we've got to match that and go beyond. And I don't care how much money somebody's on, or, you know, he's a better player because he earns this money. Work rate don't cost you nothing. You know, desire costs you nothing. It's in you as a player. And as long as you've got it in your head that you're going to win that ball, or you're going to be faster and get wherever you want to on that pitch before they do, you know, you've got an head start in the game. So you've just got to get into the heads. And that's what we've been doing in the week. So we're looking forward.
FC United coach David Chadwick speaking on Friday evening. To Saturday's football action now, and it was back to Broadhurst Park for FC as the Reds hosted local rivals Stockport County. To hear how United got on, it's over to FC Live.
So, hello everybody and welcome to a very loud Broadhurst Park, and you join us here live at the back of the main stand, and Well, we might as well get straight into it. Stato Paul's with me for this first bit of the broadcast. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
How are you? How are you?
Fine.
Good. Right, so that's the pleasantries out of the way. Big game this afternoon, Paul. Are you expecting anything?
Biggest crowd of the season today, no doubt. I'm not expecting a lot, to be honest. I've got to be realistic about this. Stockport have won the last seven games. The top of the form table. Best disciplinary record in the division as well. So we can't even expect anything on that score.
It's looking like, dare I say it for them, but is this their year?
It's certainly looking very seriously like they are going to make it this year. But what they'll be looking at today, of course, is completing the 6 points against us, which Chorley did, their rivals. And they want to complete the full set of points.
Now, if you go back to the start of the season when we played Stockport County at Edgeley Park, that was an afternoon. It was a bit of a rude awakening, wasn't it? And a sense of things to come, really.
Well, we go back to that glorious afternoon in August, the opening day of the season, when we had half a dozen debutants, I think, and hopes were high. And within minutes, the writing was on the wall. And, of course, it ended up with Tom Greaves losing his job.
Well, those were the early days, Paul, when we only had we were only using 14 players. So we've gone a long way since then.
Yeah, we've got to the 50 mark now. So people can't say that they've not had a chance. I think we've given most players in the area a chance now.
Now it's after last week's match against Ashton United, a disappointing outcome for FC United. The pressure's on now, and do you see this as one of the last tough games that we've had over the festive period, and we can start to look towards those Brexit-style sunny uplands?
I think it's one of the hardest games we've got remaining, certainly for the rest of the season. But, you know, we've looked at this game before, and obviously we remember the FA Cup tie when we went down to nine men and won.
We don't mention it.
Obviously we don't mention it.
No,
but,
no.
But it just goes to show that, you know, Stockport have always put out a good side, but they've not always won the game.
Just before we go, just to mention, this match today is sponsored by the Stockport branch. Good trolling, that, I think.
Yes.
Let everyone know, the banner's safe over there. I can see it on the park side, on the correct side of the segregation line. So that's good. Any closing stats before you go, Paul? Matty Warburton's the one.
Matty Warburton, 9 goals in 8 appearances against us, which is a record against FC. That's in the colours of Curzon and Stockport. He scored twice, of course, in August. He scored at the winner here last season in the only goal of the game, so no surprises that he's the main man.
But, and speaking of the main man, no Neil Reynolds today.
Yeah, who is actually listening to us, we think. So good afternoon, Reynolds.
I did liken him to John Cleese, and was it clockwise?
Yes.
Yeah, well, very similar.
Obviously, feel free. The manager has a right to contact us if he wishes during the game. And
good point. We need to find out what you dunk in your tea. Someone brought it up. It wasn't us.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you, Stato Paul. We'll hear from Stato Paul at half time. But it's now time to bring in my summarisers, my co-summarisers. It's Emily Maguire.
Hello.
And
good afternoon.
Mr. Hollywood himself, it's Roy Sill from livesports.fm.
Oh, I'm going to get you after this.
Every week, there's a picture of him at a Football League ground or something. It's amazing. Anyway, no Neil Reynolds this afternoon. The last time we were missing Neil Reynolds, we beat Kidderminster away.
Was he in charge then?
Well, he was technically in charge.
He wasn't.
He was managing his last game at
Bamba. Oh, no, he wasn't. He was at Bamba then. So don't be giving me that.
It's a tough game, this one, Roy. And, I mean, Stockport County have been threatening this now for a number of seasons, but they've never got it together. But they've been pretty formidable in the last few months.
I would say that Stockport County have always started the season off as maybe favourites to actually win this league. But what I will say is that this season they've put a little run on, and they've actually beaten the teams they need to beat, and they've always been in a shout against the teams they have to beat. There's a difference, and you know, to be honest, they've hit a great little streak of victories and performances to go with it, and they are where they are. You know, the second in the division, and they're firing on all fronts. But you know what, FC have this knack of coming up against teams that are first and second in the division, and putting a spoke right into the middle of the tyre, and they burst the bubble. So we'll see what happens today. But I'm looking forward to a really good, entertaining game of football.
Well, SC United and Stockport County now are on the pitch. We'll give you the line-up in a second, but just before we get to that, Emily, just SC United haven't been playing badly over the last few months. It's just not clicked at all.
No, you're right. Dead right. There's been mixes of performances. You know, we've made individual errors. And then, fortunately, we have had some individual brilliance out there as well. It's gonna be a tough game. I've been telling myself all the way, trying to remind myself of all the good performances against Stockport, and how we always manage to seem to, you know, we play better, we up our game against the teams that are above us. We manage to go to Bradford Park Avenue and get a great victory there. So it is within the team to put on a good performance and get a victory. But this Stockport County team, they are looking very, very good at the moment. So it will take a lot of hard work from every single FC United player, and hopefully they pull together as a team and we don't see any of them individual errors that we've had in previous performances.
Well, I'll give you the starting line-up dead quick, because actually the referee, Tom Parsons, by the way, sensational running action. Me and you watched him before, Emily, warming up, and he has got the "oh, look at me" about him, hasn't he?
He's definitely come out here to let us know that he's the referee today.
Seriously, right? He runs like he's a B-52's dancer.
Yeah,
not the airplane.
I love them still.
Anyway, so I'll give you the starting 11 for FC United. It's Lloyd Allenson, Joel Senior, O'Halloran, Mohamed and Sass Davis, Wallen, Donoghue, Winter, Willoughby, Whittam and Bannister. Substitutes Palinkas, Humame, McDowell, Jowell, Sharp and McGivern. And for Stockport County, right, I'll come to you for Stockport County. Anyone you notice, just let us know.
Okay, I will do. Number one we've got here, Hinchcliffe, 2, Minion, number 3, Duxbury, number 4, Keane, number 5, Palmer, number 6, Stott, number 7, Thomas, number 8, Sam Walker, number 9, Mulhern, number 10, Warburton, number 11, Stevenson. We're going to the subs, which are number 12, Cowan, number 14, Turnbull, number 15, Osborne, number 16, Kirby, and number 13, I should imagine, is the goalkeeper, Ian Armstrong.
Facts, right. So referee is Tom Parsons, and he'll be assisted by Griffiths and Holbrook. FC United attacking the light-bound road in this first half, and FC United, of course, wearing red, Stockport County in all blue, and we're underway here at Broadhurst Park in this National League North encounter. Ball played forward there, and there is that man, Mulhern, chesting that ball down. The ball breaks, shot comes in from Walker, which charged down, and the ball breaks to Whittam. Whittam now finds Bannister just inside counter south on his left-hand side. Bannister tries to find a long ball. It does. It finds Willoughby. Willoughby now on the left-hand side of the penalty area. Willoughby looking to take on Palmer. He beats Palmer. Shot surely from Willoughby.
Oh, get in there.
A fine, fine goal there from Kurt Willoughby. And on 10 minutes, FC United had taken the lead. That was a fine piece of skill from Willoughby, Roy.
It was a great bit of skill, but to be honest, I mean, Palmer, he allowed that ball to get slung straight over his head without dealing with it, and what's happened is he was unaware that Willoughby was just behind him. Willoughby took the ball with his right foot, turned inside, Palmer approached Minion and just picked his spot then, top 90, curling ball into the net, 1-0 FC, great goal.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. You couldn't ask for anything more. I think that'll really settle FC United down, and it'll take something out of Stockport, because they've looked quite lively in this opening few minutes. But it was a fantastic ball from Bannister. It was a difficult one for the defender. He wasn't sure where Willoughby was. He'd sat on his shoulder, and then the rest was just down to Willoughby and his confidence that he seems to be in at the moment. And you know, as soon as he'd got it past the defender, there was only one place for it. And you know, FC now just need to get. Don't let it get to them too much, and just try and stay quite solid.
You've got 42 minutes played here at Broadhurst, and that throwing down the line. Whittam gets the ball along the halfway line. It goes. Wallen can't get it, and Minahan clears it. Mohamed does well, battling away though. But Stevenson wins the ball back for counter. Good challenge from Senior, but the ball continues to come forward in this wave of blue, and Winter gets the ball clear to Bannister. Bannister could turn, and Donoghue's in a bit of space here if Bannister could find him, and he finds that through ball there. Minion's tracking him, but Donoghue's still going, Donoghue, great save there from Hinchcliffe. Oh, that was great stuff, though, from Donoghue. But score stays 1-0. What do you think of that, Emily?
Well, that was fantastic. To start off with, I thought Donoghue was closing the space down and cutting in too early. Well, it was a fantastic run. He looked like he'd almost done everything right, but the keeper just managed to get something on it to slow the pace down, and they've got it clear.
Free kick. It's Walker to take it. Midway into SC United's half, about 15 yards in from the touchline. Walker takes it into the box.
Oh,
great save! Great save from Lloyd Allenson. Down to his right-hand side. Play continues though.
Oh,
and that's a fine finish over on the left-hand side of SC United's penalty area. It just looped in, and there was nothing Lloyd Allenson could do with that one. And the goal scorer was Frank Mulhern, and they're right on our time. Stockport County get an equaliser.
Yeah, do you know, I thought, what an unbelievable save from Allenson. You know, he's managed to not only keep the ball out, he's got enough power on it to send it away, but the defence didn't react quick enough. They didn't close the player down. Looped in. It was a fantastic finish. You can't take anything away from the finish. And in all fairness, it's nothing that Stockport don't deserve in the game. They've been fantastic attacking.
3 minutes left to play. Corner to Stockport over on the right hand side. In it comes. It's about a 6 yard box. It's cleared there by Mohamed. Minahan puts it back into the mixer. It's headed on there.
Oh, he's done it.
And there was.
Oh, dearie me.
Jamie stopped there and pops it in. Right in front of the goalkeeper. And it's one of them goals, and there is an air of inevitability about it, but so unfortunate FC United with that one, Emily.
Yeah, no, they have.
Fans are on the field.
Yeah, you can see what it means. Yeah. You know, a game that's been this tightly contested, it's hugely disappointing from an FC perspective. But the amount of pressure that they've been under and the amount that they've managed to prevent so far, you thought that they were going to be able to hold them off for till the end of the game. I thought it was going to be where some of the challenges, some of the defending has been absolutely superb from FC, but that was right in front of the keeper. He's just poked it past him, and you know, they've been threatening for a long, long time in this second half.
Full time here at Broadhurst Park, FC United. It's a disappointing result. They've given it all in this game, but Stockport County right at the death take all 3 points. 2-1 the final score. And Emily, it's one of them games that we've had all over the festive period where it's just not gone our way.
No, it hasn't. It's hugely disappointing. You look at the performance from the team, and I mean, they had to be really strong collectively in defence, and all credit to Stockport, the way that they played, especially in the second half, the amount of pressure that they put FC under, the way they worked the ball around. And I think we just gave them one too many set plays. You know, we know the danger that they hold with those, and I thought we'd done enough. I thought we could hold them out for, there wasn't too much left in the game, and a draw and a point off Stockport would have been fantastic for FC. But you know, that when you're under that much pressure, and it seemed to be relentless throughout that second half, it is always going to be extremely difficult to keep the opposition out. And if you look at the reflection on the game, Stockport have done enough to win the game. But in the manner that they win it and how late on it is, that's what's so difficult to take. And again, you know, you look at the players out there, the reaction that they got after conceding the second, you know, you can see that this quality out there and the performances that they can achieve and they can put in, it is there. So it is always hard to take when you lose a game like that.
Roy, FC United set themselves up pretty much as a counter-attacking side at home this afternoon, and it worked very well in the first half. FC United notoriously sluggish in the second half. As that second half went on, you did kind of get the feeling, I was getting the feeling, I think FC United might survive this. And it's just the nature of that second goal. We were saying at our time, I think this is the best Stockport County side we've seen at this, in our opposition with them.
Yeah, definitely.
But we did so well to keep him out for so long, but it just wasn't to be, was it, at the end?
Well, you know, at one point I thought, you know, we possibly could have done it. But I just think, like, you know, there was a couple of changes there, you know, O'Halloran being one of them, that just upset our rhythm a little bit,
yeah,
in our
that
shape.
That was a big change, you know. It was a forced change as well, and it's not something that if you're not planning for it. And the performance that he'd put in, he was so solid, and he was keeping them together at the back. Yeah. And then, like you say, we had to, you know, reorganise everything. We went to three at the back, and it changed a lot.
But I look at that, and then I look at Stockport, and the changes they made were just continuous. You know, it was just a continuous flow of pressure.
Well, they took Warburton off, didn't
they?
And when you can bring Osborne on, it's like, well, that's the difference, isn't it? Really?
That's all I'd say. Like, you know, I think the consistency level in the depth of their team is a lot better than the consistency level that is in FC's team. But saying that, you look at the performance of both teams, and you know what? Both teams have made for a great game of football. You know, and I mean, look at the crowd here. The crowd's still here. Or their crowd's still here, still cheering and chappering. And FC's is still there onto the right-hand side, you know, St Mary's Road end. So I think testament to the football that both teams have put in, and the support from both sets of clubs. Tremendous.
You wouldn't think it was a Division 6 match, would you? And if it is the last time they play Stockport County, because it's about bloody time they went up, it's ridiculous, isn't it? It's been nice playing you over the years, but in all fairness.
Well, you can say that about a number.
We've had some,
I think you said that about
great games
few
against
teams, haven't you?
Stockport, you know, we've had some fantastic results against them as well. And like you say, today, it was another classic match between the two teams. It was fantastic to watch. And
let's talk about that man there, Harry Winter. Let's be honest, in the Renault era, he's been out in the cold. He went off, not to say Shoreview's cold, but he went off to Stratford on loan, and you know, it was looking a bit sticky for him. He's come back, and his performances have been getting better and better and better. And today he's played centre mid, he's played centre defence, and if the score had stayed 1-1, it would have been because of Harry Winter in a lot of ways.
He was phenomenal. Not just what he does, it's what he brings. You know, he's bringing a lot of leadership in there as well, and leading by example, and being able to do that. You know, we say time and time again about the player that he does play with his heart on his sleeve, and he puts everything into the match. And you know, we saw that yet again. He must have made 3 or 4. Blocks in the space of 30 seconds. He was all over the defence and solid.
Every team needs an Harry Winter, don't they? Because I mean, other players feed off that enthusiasm and that willingness to put your foot in rather than your toe in, you know, and they take a lead off it. You know, the only thing is, and it is the only thing, because I like Harry Winter, is that sometimes he shows too much of the aggression that he has in his body, and he could do with just being a little bit more cuter, but still get the dig in. Do you understand?
He's not one for being sly about it, is he?
A little bit of subtlety.
He's all or nothing sort of a player, and you know, today he stood out for me. You know, well, O'Halloran had a fantastic game and has done, you know, he's been the most consistent FC player this season, but once he'd gone, you know, there was only really one player that really stood out as much for me today, and it was Harry Winton, and he brought great performances out of everybody else. You know, when you see a player putting in everything, you do take example from it and you do the same, and he had everybody around him, you know, They worked so hard throughout the match and worked so hard for each other.
Two of the players who Winter joined in the back three towards the end in that second half. I mean, Roy, you go around watching academy football all the time, and I've got to say, Zen Mohammed on loan to us from Accrington,
yeah.
And Billy Sass Davis on loan from us from Crewe, both 18. They're amazing, aren't they?
Well, this sort of level of football and commitment that you have to put in won't do their careers any harm.
Amazed? I mean, I think it's their third game together. Mm. They are acting like, especially at set pieces, they are acting like Bruce and Palace do in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
It is very reminiscent to
me. But you either do it good or bad, and at pro clubs you'd expect them to do it on the majority line.
To connect so quickly, though.
That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be.
Yeah,
I
no.
mean, if you've had a good tuition in and a good level in academy coaching level, then there should be no reason why you can't play. Football is a simple game. It's made difficult by idiots who don't listen. And obviously they listen to the coaches.
Yeah, no, they've definitely got something that sets them above other players as well, I think. There's, you know, you can have, it's the nature-nurture argument. I think you've got to have certain amount of, you've got the talent, and then you've got to have the ability to read a game as well. I think that's important, especially
well, it's
with
a mixture
the position
of the two,
that
it's
they're in.
It's not just one or the
but
other.
But then being able to, like you say, you know, listen and be coached and take on the, you know, the information from the management and other players around them as well, and learning all the time. But they are, it is phenomenal when you think that they're two 18-year-olds on loan from a different places, different clubs, and being able to come in and not look out of place, and not even, you know, the first game that we saw them in, they were fantastic then.
And obviously we've seen Alex Samoes go off to Barnsley, and a brilliant move that is. And, you know, you've got those two lads who've come from academy football, and they're playing in a step six game, but the atmosphere here, the crowd was just shy of 3,000. It felt like a crowd of 4,000, to be honest. The noise was immense.
It was loud.
You don't get that level of intensity.
No, you don't.
In
and that's why
football.
They're here.
Yes.
And that's why they're here. Because in academy football, I can tell you, up to U23s, believe me, it's cotton wool football.
I've seen it on BT Sport.
It is cotton wool football. It sends me to sleep.
He's only joking, United.
No, I'm not. The best thing is getting these lads out of these sort of things. Like Richardson come up from Norwich.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's the whole thing. You know, get them out there. You know, get them tested. Get them tried. Get them tested. It conditions you for what you're going to expect.
Another player I'd just like to mention as well is Joel Senior. It looked like at the start of the game it was going to be like his early career at FC United, where we played Bradford Park Avenue and they tore him to shreds down that left hand side. It was
very
reminiscent.
He had a shaky 5 or 10 minutes.
He did, but you know, he's not featured in weeks. Mm-hmm. Morton's come in and, you know, and solidified his place, but Senior's come in, and as that game went on, he did well, to be fair.
Yeah,
Stevenson in the end,
you know,
had to
did
be
really
substituted.
Well. It took him a little while to settle in, and you know, he was adjusting to the pace of Stockport, and everything was coming down that you know, his the left hand side for Stockport. Everything was coming at him, and it was non stop one after the other. So it took him a little bit of time just to settle in, but he soon caught up with it, and I thought he performed really well. We just weren't able to get the ball out to him and send him forward where he can be really damaging to oppositions when he has the opportunity to push on. You know, Roy, you were saying that you like seeing him going forward, and you think that he's better in an attacking play than in defensive play. But I think that was one of the key. In the first half, we seemed to have a little bit more space to find our wide players and push on, but Stockport made it extremely difficult in the second for us to have any opportunities like that.
And obviously, you know, doom, everyone, doom. It's still no points on the board in 2 weeks since the Bradford result. And I mean, the problem is, Ryan, you've been in relegation battles, some forced upon you rather than your own failings or anything like that, but it doesn't matter about the bankers that are coming up, you know, the home games against Nuneaton and Hereford and York and Guiseley.
They're not bankers, though, are they?
No,
you've got to go out and win them.
They're this relegation 6-pointer that everyone's going, those are the games we can get our points, not Stockport. But if you go too far back, psychologically, you do just look at the league table and go, we're dead and buried here, and there's no point even.
Well, do you know,
it's always going to be in the back of your mind, isn't it?
They have, I mean, the old saying is, you know, league tables don't tell lies, and they don't. They don't tell lies for certain reasons.
Maths, Roy.
Well, the thing is, like, you know, some reasons it could be because there is a lack of commitment, a lack of work. Some is fortune or misfortune. Some is that you can't quite afford to replenish the areas that need replenishing, you know, through financial reasons. Some people go out, or some teams go out, and they buy the league by slinging, you know, mountains of money at it. But, you know, you only get dealt the sort of cards that you you're dealt with, and you have to handle them and get on with it. Don't crib and moan, just roll your sleeves up and just work your hardest. And you know these speckies here, you know, as long as I've sort of been associated with this club right from the word go, the biggest thing that always draws me back here are the spectators, because I think they're a little bit special. You know, they turn up, they support whether they win, lose or draw, and they always applaud the players, win, lose or draw. You know, sometimes the thing that hurts them more is when they don't see players trying their hardest. Yeah. That's the thing that hurts them.
But
they can take a defeat. There's no problems about that. But when they see, teams that don't give their 100% and the full commitment to the cause, that's when they get upset. But today, far from it. Fortune. And fortune fell for them and not for us. Mm-hmm.
And just to give you, have you got a go? Well,
I'm going to have to.
Well, Emily, thank you for joining us. I'll see you for Altrincham in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Yep. Right. Thank you, Emily McGuire, as always.
See you then.
So, Roy, you're going to stay with me until Chaddy gets here. As predicted, really, it was always going to be inevitable. Ashton United beat Nuneaton, so they've leapfrogged over us. Crucially, though, guys, they got beat. York City got beat. So the gap is 6 points. To those sides just above us.
Well, it's opened up, hasn't it? It's opened up by 2 points.
Hereford are now. Hereford, Guiseley, and York are 6 points above us. Darlington got a 1-1 draw. They're 8 points ahead of us at the moment. As we're joined now by Mr. David Chadwick.
All right, mate.
It's another performance. I mean, we spoke last night and we were talking about the Ashton game where FC United didn't particularly play bad and we didn't get the points in the end.
Yeah.
Today, it was a gutsy performance from FC, and it just didn't go our way in the end. I mean, what's your take on it?
It was. It's so frustrating. It feels like it's hurting. It's painful because there was no way anybody could look at that game and think we deserved nothing out of it. But it's a cruel game, isn't it? And I'd love to see that goal again at the end, because I'm watching. I'm thinking everyone's nice and tight. I don't know what it was like from up here, but because
it popped out of nowhere.
And it's like, yeah, tight. No one can get any through because they work so hard as a defensive unit. They were lining up balls on the edge of the box and we had three men blocking it, saying, you're not breaking us down today. You're not getting through us. And I'm stood there thinking, we are not getting beat today. And then we lost Allers, so we had to flip the formation.
That was the telling point.
I mean, you went for it, didn't you? I mean, you brought Sharp on. You changed the formation slightly. I mean, at that point, Winter goes back into centre-back. And I think that tips him into man of the match performance, to be fair.
Mm. And do you know what, though? As soon as we changed the shape, we kind of had 10 minutes. But people were in like kind of wrong position. Sharp, he kept pulling out wider. And he put a couple of great balls in. Mm. But we want him on the end of them. Mm. And Joel Cini was hovering around near him, where he should be on that ball and Sharp should be in the box. But that's not... That shape's not something we've worked on, but because of Allers going off, we had no left back and we didn't want to weaken the defence because we were strong. So we kind of flipped it, but straight away they settled into it. And we just thought, we're going to nick another here, because half time, that free kick for their goal was stupid. It's a stupid free kick to give away. You use your brain, you're 1-0 up half time. Done. And then the goal is a deflection. I don't know if you know, but keeper was going to get it, and it's deflected, and it's like, just where's the luck of the gods there? You know,
like Ashton last week, there was a moment we were 1-0 up at the time, and there was a through ball which was made, which I think Donoghue got on, and it was another fantastic save this time by Hinchcliffe, and that could have been
2-0.
And these are the margins at the moment that we're talking about. That we've gone another week without a point, and it is a cruel game at the end of the day, but how do we keep the atmosphere up in the dressing room and say to the players, you keep this up, we're going to go on a run here?
You could go in our dressing room now and you'd think we haven't just been beat because of what we've just said and the belief that they've got in each other, because they were top draw, and I said it to them on the pitch out there, and of course they're gutted, they're absolutely gutted, because they know they've just put a performance in to get something out of the game. And I said, we've got, 14 games? If we apply ourselves, and it's not even on the ball, it's off the ball, attitude-wise, desire like that, for the next 14 games, I said, I guarantee we're staying. And we'll go on a run of winning a few, then drawing, then winning a couple, but before you know it, end of Feb, early March, we're mid-table, and there's no... But you've got to apply yourself like that consistently. because too many times with this season, from my point of view, I think we've been consistently inconsistent, and you don't know what from one day to the next how we're going to perform. You look at Bradford, great. Then you look at Ashton. You know, yeah, we were never in trouble, but we never took the game to them. And is that an attitude thing? Because the quality's there, you know. And bad pitch or good pitch, you still apply yourself and you get yourselves into them positions. Today, you know, Dale's had that great save there to make us 2-1 off the keeper, point blank with it. And you just think, just...
Well, next up then. Next up is Boston away.
Yeah.
And then we've got Alti, I think.
Yeah.
And then the games start to come in where, you know, I think we play the likes of Southport, we play Hereford, we play Nuneaton, we play York, Guiseley as well. We've got to get ourselves in a position where those games matter. And,
yeah,
and I mean, that means that we've got to go to Boston and play Alti here
and play like this.
And get something. I mean, it's...
Yeah. And I'm confident, because I always am, that we'll go and perform like that and get the chest back out. And, you know, I said to you, Dino, we've got a friendly on Tuesday, and we take that seriously. And you play to win it. You play your own personal, and we go and win it. And then you take that into your training Thursday, and we prepare for Saturday, exactly like we've done this week. And the guys were great. And that's what's cruel, because the guys were so good in training this week and they had this buzz about them, this confidence that, do you know what, we're not going to get rolled over at home today. We're going to, you know, they might be flying. They're the champions, by the way. They're going to win the league. I've said it for months.
We did say that was the best Stockport side we've seen.
They're going to win the league, end of. And we've just...
Took them to the wire.
And we've just bullied them. They didn't bully us. Bullied them.
That second goal, though, what happened there was, you know, I'll agree with you on the initial ball that went into the box. You was a unit, a solid unit. But the clearance was a flat clearance.
Was it? I can't remember. You know, it's so fast.
He got no distance on the header, and it fell for the second wave. That's where that shot came from. It came in, it took a little bit of a block, and then it just fell... to the kid who basically hooked it over his right-hand shoulder with his right foot into the net. It was just a speculative flick of the ball. Very similar to Mo Salah, against Crystal Palace.
It was going to be one of them games this afternoon where, you know, we were a counter-attacking side and a lot of pressure was going to be put on the back four.
Yeah.
And, you know, we spoke about it at full time. You know, you were part of a very good centre-back double act with Nuge. And Sass Davis and Mohamed have just hit the ground running, haven't they?
Top draw.
And when Winter goes back there, he's on a yellow card. If we did get a point out today, it would have been thanks to Winter. I mean, but all three of them were superb today. That's a good building block, isn't it, as we go to Boston and play Alti?
Yeah, and I've spoke to Billy a few times, talked to him today, because he's a big unit. And he wins most things, but he leaves himself wide open a bit to get clattered, and he needs to look after himself a bit. But the young lads, Iman's then, they're both strong, and so they need to use the bodies a bit more. But you can't fault any all three games. Them that back two pairing in the middle have been immense. Them two have been unbelievable for us, and the great lads.
I would say, and I actually said it, that the bringing up that they've had at the academies has helped them out a hell of a lot. So the other quality, which I was going to say, Ben, was that the communication level between the two must be excellent as well. And I can say that because you can see the way one goes in and the other sits back all the time, and they're doing it. So that communication has got to be there.
It is. And it's always hard starting a new pair, especially when it's two lads and not one. And they click straight away and they bonded, and they've got good movement, like you said. The movement's great. One's going to go with that head, and Zen's dropping in, or Zen's going and he's dropping in, and they don't panic either.
No, but the level they've come from has helped you out in regards to that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rather than, no disrespect, but from a semi-pro level, like, you know, because at a semi-pro level, you tend to nurture it and grow into it as a pairing. But when you've done it and you've been coached from a higher level, it's automatically drilled into you. Automatically, that you do that and I do this. So
yeah, definitely.
Just one final point then, Chaddy. We've not really. It's been lost in the wash. But Willoughby's goal was pretty special, to be fair.
it was.
And you know, it follows on from the Bradford performance as well. You know, he's playing as more or less a lone striker this afternoon, Those are the kind of goals you want to see from Kirk.
Yeah, because especially in the first, say, 20, 25, we didn't think Donoghue and Bannister were getting closer to him, close enough to him, you know, to go and help him out. So he, at times he struggled on his own. But even on the goal, they weren't close enough to him.
No.
You know, to go and help him, but he pulled out a bit of magic and put and just whipped it round. You mean you've got a great view from here,
yeah.
I suppose, haven't you? But he did well. He did well. You
meant,
know, it's
meant it all the way.
Yeah, he did.
And
he did.
Sweet.
Well, Chaddy, thank you for coming up. it's just I don't know what to say to you in the end to make it all right, but it's just one of them. It's one of them performances which we can build upon and take to Boston.
And I'm not, like I said, there's about 3,000 people here today. They saw a good game of football, and we matched, like I said, the champions. You know, and like I said, Jim pulled us straight away there, and he was complimentary again. Like, I mean, he always is anyway to myself when he talks to us. And, you know, he just said, you know, we don't want you to go down. You know,
yeah.
You play like that for the rest of the season, you'll do well. Keep the heads up, because we don't want you to get relegated out of this league. We want you to be moving up. And he said, any way I can help you, I can. It's great from other managers when they see things like that, because he knows where they got out of jail.
Yep.
And that's what, you know, that's where he's coming from.
Well, Chaddy, thank you for joining us. And I'll let Renault know you've done a good job this afternoon. And we'll have a good week in training. And
yes.
We'll speak to you at Boston United next week.
No problem, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you, pal.
We're nearly finished then, Roy, for the afternoon. But just enough time to give you some full-time scores. And the Guiseley result this afternoon, which keeps Guiseley...
Say like it.
Which keeps Guiseley well and truly in touch. Guiseley 4, Boston United 5...
Oh,
so that's the scoreline. Telford beat Southport 4-0. Spennymoor beat Chester 2-0. York were beaten 4-1 by Chorley, which puts our 8 goals conceded by Chorley.
Is that at home?
At Beaver Crescent.
Dearie me, I bet them fans are happy as whatever.
Larry. Hereford beat Blyth 3-2 in the end.
Great win.
Brackley 3-0 against Bradford Park Avenue. Curzon Ashton drew 1-1 with Darlington. Swampy thinks Curzon Ashton have done enough now to get themselves
well.
Away
yeah.
from things.
I do.
Alfreton beat Kidderminster by 1-0, which it's all going wrong at Kidderminster, isn't it? But Roy, closing thoughts to you then, mate. We'll hear from you again at Alty, but I think we've said everything, really. I mean, it's...
We have, and I
you come in intermittently, so you see the development of FC.
Yeah.
Anything to be encouraged by what we've
seen today?
You
know, the biggest thing is, and I've got to say this because I was rather critical of it, is the fitness levels of this team don't even compare with the fitness levels of the team I saw earlier in the season. The one thing I've got to say is that I feel for people... like Chaddy. I know the commitment he puts in as a person. I know the commitment he puts in as a coach. And these sort of blips hurt him. They hurt me when I see, you know, a lad that I have high regard for. I hope he picks himself up. I hope he gets these lads back on an even keel as regards results, because the performance was always there this today. The performance, the effort, the commitment that they showed was second to none. They got beat by who Chaddy considered the champions. Well,
I don't think we can argue with
they
that.
They certainly won't be far away from being the champions. That's a definite with the efforts they had to apply themselves to put FC to sleep, you know. So I think that's all testament to you know, the way the team has progressed. But the biggest honestly the biggest thing is the skills and abilities have always been there, but the fitness levels have been really, really poor.
The other thing was Stockport County, I think, were heading towards getting that third day a week training in as much as they can. I'm not sure if they got there or not, but they were looking at it when we played them in August. So they're well on the way to getting that level of fitness in there, which is another avenue.
But I mean, talking
about the spending, but there's also that element of...
But they're not a stranger to it, are they? Because they've been in the Champions League, you know,
not the Championship.
You're getting me all mixed up now. And
just before you go, you might think this question is a bit bizarre, but some listeners will know what I'm talking about. Referee had a good game today.
Did you know what? I thought the referee was quality.
There we go.
You know, I was looking at him and some of these. Maybe on the, I'm nitpicking now. On a couple of occasions, he could have waved play on.
But certainly not responsible for FC United's defeat.
No way in this world.
Are you sure?
Excellent.
Are you sure?
No, good officials.
Sure?
Three good officials. Okay. No problems at all. Okey-dokey. They kept the game going. And to be honest, they added to the entertainment that we saw on the field. They didn't stop, start. Bore the frigging life out of me. They just kept going.
Just
well
one last
done.
Question. Are you sure? Good. Just to add as well, FC United's development squad is in action tomorrow. They take on St Helens. That's taking place at the Arco Frame Stadium. 3 o'clock kickoff. And FC United currently top of the league, 4 points ahead of Salford. And everyone else is much less, including Stockport, who are currently in fifth. So the future's bright, clearly. Roy, a big thank you for joining us, as always. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule from broadcasting commitments elsewhere.
Don't be at it, you're having a go again. Listen, this Hollywood boy is always here for you. You know that.
Thank you for your comments as well. 100% effort, that's all we asked for. Unlucky today, FC. Keep playing like this and we can still beat the drop. And Loz, same as Paul the Pen, good effort. And that will see us winning games and staying up. And yes, so keep your comments coming in. Well, Roy, a big thank you for joining us as Jim Gannon down there doing his post-match interviews with the masses. It's like Stockport County in Chester. You know, I'm the only guy interviewing our manager. Chester, Stockport. There's the local paper there. There's two radio stations. There's the non-league paper. It's it just kind of put things in perspective with
some
of the clubs we're playing.
Well, we've got the non-league guy here at the right.
Breno's here,
yeah,
of course. And we saved his seat, which he's very appreciative of. But thanks, Roy, and thank you to everyone listening. We'll be back men's team-wise next week live from one of our favourite aways, Boston United next week.
The only time I've ever gone there is when I've gone to the ground to take 3 points off them, which I've done on a regular occasions.
Well, hopefully that'll be the same next week. But Roy, thank you for joining us. Thank you to MLA. Thank you to Woodzone. Thank you to Stato Paul. But it's finished here on FC Live. Brought to you by ConstructiCody.com and the Armchair Armour. FC United of Manchester 1, Stockport County 2. And we'll see you all very soon. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
FC Live there from Saturday afternoon. Next up in the league, it's back on the road for FC United as Renault's Reds travel east to take on Boston United. The address for the ground is York Street, Boston, Lincolnshire, PE21 6JN. That's York Street, PE21 6JN. Kick-off this Saturday will be at 3 p.m. But remember, if you cannot make this match in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live on Saturday from 2:30 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. But that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. And on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05 p.m. on 106.6 FM. Podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. A big thank you to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.